Okay. Just click record and Simon's like, gotta bounce.
Okay, never mind. Hold on. Yeah, okay. We can start. Go ahead.
What are you looking for?
I was gonna turn on the TV so I could watch some football in the background, but it's okay.
So, okay. Episode number 12, I think.
12.
Sorry. I keep messing up the branding. We're called Ride now.
Oh, yes. It's Ride number 12, unfortunately.
Yes. So
11 or 12. Hold on. I'm looking it up right now. Let's take a look.
I want to say 12. I want to say it's 12.
Is that your final answer?
That is my final answer.
It is 12.
Yeah, are we playing Armand Says now?
No, that's not allowed. My segment.
Yeah, so this is Ride number 12. For some context here, Simon's going through exam season right now, and we all know.
Am I ever?
When you are in college or university, that's always a rough part of the year. So
the worst, the absolute worst.
Yes. I don't envy that. I'm so glad I'm done with school. But
yeah,
Simon's going through it right now, and so our scheduling for our schedule for uploads is going to be a little wonky for the next for the next
day. Next day.
Well, take your time, honestly. You don't have to like rush the uploads or anything. Do whatever.
Yeah. So I'll quickly run everyone down how this is going to work. So we're currently recording on a Sunday. This is making up for the one that we had to postpone on, I think, Wednesday because I wasn't doing exams. We're recording. So this is a makeup for that one. We are going to record tomorrow. And then that's really the last that's the last podcast that's going to be recorded during my exam period. We will have one on Wednesday, barring any other setbacks or anything that happens. But there's going to be one today. It's going to be one tomorrow. And then there's going to be one recorded on Wednesday. So just bear with us. We're almost through this exam period. We'll be back to normal just before you know it. So yeah.
Prayers for Simon for the good marks. Let's hope he ends the year on a bang.
Yes, prayers up. Prayers up.
But yeah, there's a good chance for anyone who's listening to the Taxi Squad pod, anyone who's part of our rides over the last couple months, you'll probably get 3 episodes this week. So probably a nice send off into your winter vacation if you're in school or your last work before the holidays. So
it's also a good opportunity to catch up on some episodes if you haven't had a chance to listen to them all yet. They're all very quality episodes, especially the ones recently with the crispy audio. And yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
My voice is also a little stuffy. I had a brief bout with a cold. Thankfully, it's just a cold earlier this week. So hopefully this goes away in a couple days or so. But for now, hopefully I sound sexy.
Yeah, you sound super crispy. Nice. Yeah, I'm going through exam season. Armand's going through cold season. We're both going through our different bouts right now. But
Yeah, but I'm glad we still have this going on right now. It's always fun to...
I do. Me too.
Fun to get your mind off things and just talk shit about the NHL. I was saying this to Simon on text earlier this week, but I don't think we've ever had an episode yet where we've just talked positively about the league.
Yeah, like I was doing this in my own head. It's like, let's do a little, for those of you who are just like recently, like let's go through like the last couple episodes. So last episode that's currently up, we are talking about the league. We're talking about the officiating. We talked about that crazy Leafs and Jets game. The episode before that, we were talking about Evander Kane, because of course we were, and talking about everything that happened in that situation. The one before that, we were talking about Mark Bergevin, mostly. Yeah. Anyways, the 2 episodes before that, we were talking about, and it's titled NHL Refereeing is Hot Garbage. That is not good. 3 out of the 5 last episodes have been harping on officiating or problems with the league. Oh, yeah. And we cannot forget about the situation, which no one's talking about anymore, which probably needs to change. The Kyle Beach situation and the Chicago Blackhawks.
Yeah.
That's another one. Hell of a year for hockey, I guess. Like, this is ridiculous.
I know, right? I think it's weird that I think our most positive episode, like the one where we only talked like good things about the sport,
hockey,
was the first one. Mm-hmm. Where we were just introducing ourselves and why we're doing this, and then every single episode after that is just like, this league sucks, they're horrible, everyone should leave, blah blah blah. And honestly, even when we talked about the Leafs, Like, we haven't really talked about the Leafs extensively this on this podcast, except for when they were garbage at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, basically.
And then ever since then, like the last month and a half, they're like first in the league. And we're all just like, really good. We don't really have much to talk about the Leafs, to be honest, because they're good. And we expect them to be this good. That's why.
There's not much for us to say. Like, they're playing really well, or they have been playing really well. They've hit a bit of a snag as of late, but they've been on the road a lot. So we got to give them a bit of a break there. But, like, they've looked really good, and they continue to look really good.
Yeah.
Last night, I had my concerns, but that's okay.
Yeah, there are always a couple things going on with the team. But for anyone listening to this, like, Simon and I are, like, we're Leafs fans first and foremost. But our perception of the team and what we expect from them has changed drastically over the last few years. So right now, I know they're winning. I know they're, like, they're really good. I don't know if they're first in the league right now as of this recording.
Yeah.
But they're, like, top three, I think, right? Something like that.
Yeah. Like, but people that like you said, we're Leafs fans, and but like every other team in the league, like you can have a really good team, and you can still have your concerns and frustrations about particular parts of their game. No team's perfect. Like, look at the stupid President's Trophy winning Tampa Bay Lightning a couple years ago. They actually got swept by Columbus. That wasn't a perfect team, and no team is perfect. So I mean, it's all about just managing highs and lows, and just taking the highs with the lows and staying level, just like everything else in life. So
yep. Right now, Toronto, as of this recording, which is Sunday, December 12th, 1 p.m. Toronto is 19-8-2, so 40 points. They're just behind Washington and Florida, who they also have 40 points each, so it's kind of a three-way tie for first place. Wow.
Man, yeah. Florida's looked real good.
Florida has looked real good.
Florida has three games at hand on Toronto, for those of you who are so they have a chance to go up 6 points on the Leafs. If they get 46 points, that would put them I'm pretty sure by far, like, in first place in the entire league.
Yeah.
46? Yeah, like they'd be by far, like, in first place. Like, the closest is the Toronto and Washington, like Armand pointed out.
Basically, yeah. So I remember in the first episode, we gave our predictions, or it was the second episode, our predictions for the standings. And I said Toronto number one. Honestly, yo, it's close. I might not be wrong in that.
Do you remember who I said?
You said Florida, right?
Yeah. Exactly. So
like that.
Yeah.
I thought Florida was going to be good, but I thought that they were not going to be as good as they were last season. I was like, I don't really know if, like, all those, like, what they basically did was they took a bunch of they took a bunch of players from the scrap pile from other teams, and they're like, we'll see if this player works. And they all worked last season, and they're all working this season, and I'm like, wow, should have expected
And here's the thing, right? Like, when talking about Florida, this is the way that, like, I wish the Leafs did their, like, they built their team around, because, like, the Florida Panthers aren't, like I said, they're not a perfect team. There's no perfect teams in this league. Everyone has their flaws. But if you look at the roster makeup for the Florida Panthers, it is incredibly desirable outside of a couple of things. Number one, they have their stars. They have Huberto. They have Barkov. Like, that's, like, and, like, who else do they have? Like, that's, like, in terms of, like, actual, like, superstar talent, they have Barkov. And Huberto is a very, very good player. And they found players that they can surround their stars with that aren't making that much money. And then they have Bobrovsky, who's making, like, all the money in the world, but that's besides the point. But, like, anyways, this is kind of why, again, I don't want to, like, I just wish that the Leafs were a bit more cap efficient, but hey, they have a lot of good players, and you have to pay money for good players, so I guess I can't really complain too much, right? But hey, Florida looks really good.
Put Ekblad up there. Ekblad, another superstar for the Florida Panthers. And honestly, who's the Florida Panthers number one right now? Is it Dreed? No, it's Spencer Knight.
It's Bobrovsky and Spencer Knight are doing, like, a tandem. Yeah. Like, they're basically going back and forth, and they've both been really good. Spencer Knight is current 12 games played, 9 games started. He has 6 wins and 9 starts, 3 losses, 298 goals against average, 904 save percentage. His save percentage is a little low, but his goals against average is under 3, which is really good. And then, like, Sergei Bobrovsky's had a Vezina, like, to start off a Vezina caliber season.
I know,
17
right?
17 games started, 12 wins, 1 loss, 2 overtime losses, 37 goals against. That's a 2.32 goals against average, a 922 save percentage. If the season ended today, he would be one of the finals for the Vezina Trophy, in my estimation, with like Vasilevsky and someone else. But he's been unbelievable.
Yeah. Yep. It's so strange. Sergei Bobrovsky is an enigma of a goalie. Like, you literally do not know what you can expect with him. And so I think, like, for the last two seasons, not including this one, the last two, he was not really good at all. Like, I'm talking about 900 save percentage or lower, like 890 something for the last two seasons. Yeah. And everyone thought, like, oh my God, this is going to be the reason why Florida can't get out of its own shell because of Bobrovsky's contract dragging them down. But honestly, if Bobrovsky can do what he's doing right now, yo, Florida's amazing then. Like, they have literally no problems.
Yeah, like, they have a very underrated defense core. Like, the players they have on their D core is unbelievable. Like as you mentioned, Aaron Ekblad's a very good defenseman. Who else I got? Like, Mackenzie Weegar is one of the most underrated defensemen in the league. I think it's mostly because he's not like a Drew Doughty or a prime Erik Karlsson, where he's putting up a lot of points, but he does a lot of things well on his own end. Radko Gudas is all right, but like, anyways, they could use some upgrades on their back end, but like, they have a couple really nice pieces as well.
Yep. Okay, I'm really glad we're talking about goalies right now, because I'm gonna transition now to the main topic of today's episode. Sorry, today's ride. And that is going to be goalies.
Stop doing that, bro.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And that is goalies. So we're going to, because we're having three rides this week, we're going to split up how we're going to talk about the news today and tomorrow's episodes. So for you guys, that will probably be Monday, Tuesday. You can expect us to talk mostly about recent news around the league and stuff that's going on outside of the recent hirings and firings. I know last ride we said we're going to get into the firings and the hirings, but we're going to do that on Wednesday because there's a lot to talk about there. There's a lot to dissect about just all the teams. Vancouver Canucks, for example, I can go off on that team for a while right now, but we're going to save it for Wednesday once Simon's done exams, and then we can properly have our
discussion about it.
So for now, we're going to talk about goalies, and I literally put it in my notes here. This episode is going to be called Tale of Four Goalies. So let's play Simon Says.
Okay.
There are four goalies right now that I want to feature on this pod, on this ride.
Oh, no.
Okay. And I'm going to run you through their recent seasons, and I want you to guess who each of them are.
Shit. Okay.
And let's say you have three guesses for each one.
Okay.
And let me pull up the first one right now. Okay, let's see if you get this. This player, this guy, I faith in you. I faith in you. You're smart.
Okay.
This goalie started in 2015-16.
Mm-hmm.
First season, 930 save percentage. Second season, 923. And then 907. And then 919. Then 899. Then 893. Then 890 in six games this season. So this is just his seventh season. He's only played six games this season. Which goalie am I talking about?
So like last couple of years, he's had like 890 save percentage.
Last three, including this season.
It's not Ben Bishop, is it?
Incorrect.
Okay. I think last case, okay, so he's played six games this season. So he's clearly either hurt or he sucks. I think Boston. No, he hasn't played this year. Anaheim. No. Wow. Okay.
Would you like a hint?
Yes, please. If I can have one hint. Give me one.
He plays in the Eastern Conference.
Eastern Conference. Oh, boy. That's not good. Okay. Oh, man. Okay. Six games. And okay, I gotta say something. Is it no, it's too early.
Okay, I'll give you one more hint. He was traded once.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, okay. Oh man, I don't know. Hold on, let me just quickly pull up this. Like, let me just. I'm not gonna cheat. I'm just looking at the standings to see like who we're dealing with here. Because I have
fine. I'm curious if anyone's listening to this right now. If anyone else has gotten
the answer, everyone probably knows that I'm just the straggler. It's like who needs to look it up. Oh man.
Hey! Ever since you got like 20 Stanley Cup winners in a row, yeah. I've been like, let me like up the ante on this
that's
one.
That's the only thing I can get. Matt Murray.
Yes. Good job.
I should have known that one. Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, because we also talked about it last episode for a bit.
Yeah, I saw it was like Ottawa. I'm like, you, I saw Ottawa and I'm like, you fucking idiot. You knew it the whole time. Okay.
So I have three more goalies, but I want to, now that we're on Matt Murray, I'm going to talk about each one at a time. Mm-hmm. So Matt Murray,
yep.
This guy, again, we touched on him briefly last episode, but he has had a roller coaster of a career so far. And honestly, this could be it because...
Yeah.
Pittsburgh 4 years, and just looking at his save percentage every single year, it's just gone down every single season since 15-16. Since he's won two cups in a row, came out like dynamite. He's just been worse and worse and worse every single season since. He had a shimmer of hope again in Pittsburgh in 2018-19 when he had a .919 save percentage, but after that, .899, .893, .890 this season. Ooh.
Yeah. Let the record also show that I think his dad actually did pass away recently, which is never something easy to go with. Nothing, it sucks. Like it's something that's very difficult and be very hard to go through. So I wonder how much of that's been kind of I wonder how much of that has kind of influenced his performance. But you're right, like he's been very bad the last couple of years, and like there's not what else we can say. I mean, obviously he'll be hopefully he gets his game back. I think I saw something recently where he was meeting with Pierre Dorion, and I think they both he and his agent Dorion and Matt Murray's agent said he was going to be a backup with Ottawa at some point. We just don't know when that is, but I don't know. I think that's also a very interesting bet for someone to take in terms of teams that need to get to the cap floor, like in Arizona, who also needs a goalie in Arizona, like in Ottawa, coincidentally. There's a lot of teams that could use that, like that are not very good right now, and that could use that cap hit. And I honestly don't think he's that bad of a bet if you put him in the right system, but like I don't know who that would be.
Yeah, he reminds me of a mixture of Sergei Bobrovsky in the sense that he's being way overpaid right now. Excuse me.
Bless you. Uh-oh, he's dying.
Sorry, I had a coughing spell there. He's being way overpaid, and he's probably going to be the backup on his team, similar to what Sergei Bobrovsky was put into last season-ish. And Martin Jones, in the sense that he was really, really good at the beginning. I think when Martin Jones came to the league, he was on the Kings, and he won, 10, 11 straight games to start his career. And
the quick got hurt,
Yeah, but that was the peak of his career. Ever since then, Martin Jones.
I know it was. I know it was falling down. I'm just more just saying like that was how we got to play that many games. Like I remember, like he came out. It's like, oh, this guy's like really, really good. Like he was basically a backup, and like he was like Jonathan Quick and Martin Jones for a while were like I think they were at least like I think they won the Jennings at least once.
Yeah,
they've always like when they were together, always near the top of the league in terms of save percentage. They were both really good, and then did a three-way trade with the Sharks and the Bruins, where the Bruins basically traded for Martin Jones and they traded him to the Kings and they got a first-round pick out of it. And then the Sharks got a really good goalie for a couple of years, but he fell off a cliff.
Yep. So honestly, what's going on with Matt Murray, it's a little unfortunate, like what he's been through and his career trajectory right now. I hope the guy finally finds a way to bring it back and he... Mm-hmm. At least somewhat regains a sense of how, I guess, to play goalie. Because he has been, declining significantly over the last few seasons. But you never want to see a guy through this right now. He's in the AHL. No one wants to be in the AHL, especially when you won two cups and you've been in the NHL for five seasons. So, it's rough.
I think as soon as someone trades for him that has, a legitimate defense core, I think his numbers will immediately improve.
Yeah,
I just think if you look at Ottawa and the fact that their best defenseman is Thomas Chabot, it's not a great situation to be in. Like they have Chabot, they have Zaitsev, Like I can't even like they have Artem Zub, who I hear is pretty good. I don't think he's anything special or anything. Yeah, like and like man, who else do they have? Like Nick Holden, like man, like Victor Mete, like I get it, but like yeah, like there's definitely been goals that he's had to stop. But like I also think if you put him into a situation, better situation, he immediately becomes like better.
Yeah, I think so too. But then again, you mentioned a team like Ottawa could use him for just his cap hit. And right now he's 6.25 until the end of 2023-24, which is wow. And he's got a modified no trade clause. And what's weird is that he's actually making more than a lot of the other best goalies in the league right now.
I think Freddie's making like six or like he's making something like that. Now, you know, granted, Freddie came as coming off a bad year, but still like just the value there, considering how much Freddie's making this year compared to Matt Murray's astonishing. But
yeah,
anyways. Like,
a team like Ottawa took a chance on him, and also I bet they did it so they can hit this salary floor as well.
You also have to pay more for players to come to Ottawa.
That's true.
That's the Ottawa tax. Like, I don't think there's a lot of players who want to play for Eugene Melnyk right now. I don't think there's a lot of people that want to play for the Ottawa Senators right now. Yep. Or maybe after last year there were, because the Senators had a really good year. But right now, the Senators are one of the worst teams in the league. Like, it's not even debatable. Like, they've been bad.
Yep. Agreed. Okay, let's move on to our second goalie now. So, Simon Says part two of this episode, our integrated Simon Says episode. And yes. So this goalie now started in 13-14. So this is his 14. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th year in the league. He has been traded twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to run you through his save percentage over the years. So first season, 9.34, then 9.06, then 9.18, 9.12, 9.15, and then 8.96, 8.96, 8.96. And this season, in 10 games played, 908.
Been traded twice. Okay. So, okay. So, again, he basically fell off a cliff. He's really good to start off his career. Sorry, did you say like an 896 this year or something like that?
This year is 908, but since 2018 to 2021... So the end of last season, he's been at 896 3 years in a row.
Okay, so it's not Jacob Markstrom. I just, because Markstrom's 933. He's been unbelievable. Oh my God. Okay, he's been traded once. He's 908.
Traded twice.
Okay. Eastern or Western?
He was on, so his first two teams were Western. This year it's Eastern. Mm-hmm. Those are all the hints I'm giving you. You should be able to get.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, if you give me any more than that, you can't let me do it. He's traded twice. He's traded. Is that Peter Mrazek?
Nope.
No, okay. Okay. Last two teams are Western Conference teams. Man. This is tough. Like, Jesus Christ.
Last hint. This is his first.
I don't want no hints.
Okay, fine.
Give me an hour. God damn it. Oh my God. Oh, is this Jake Allen? No. Jake Allen? No. No way. Is
no.
It?
No.
Okay. I was gonna
say. Okay, last guess.
Okay. Yeah. Last guess. Oh my God. Freddie Anderson.
Incorrect.
No. Okay, just tell me. I realized. Okay, never mind. Just tell me.
Okay, you're gonna hit yourself for this one. It's Martin
Jones. I am. Yeah.
I pulled a quick one on you. We just talked about him.
I know. I was like, there's no way you would do it twice. Like, damn. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about Martin Jones.
Martin Jones, this guy, like we just talked about, he started his career off on fire on the LA Kings. And did he win a cup with them? 2013-14? Yeah, he did.
I think so. He must have.
Wow. As technically the backup for Jonathan Quick when they beat the Rangers in the cup final that year.
I think so. But, yeah, and I think they traded him in the offseason. Yeah.
Yeah, they traded him in the offseason the following season.
Like the offseason after he won the cup.
Yes, yes. Yep. So he played on San Jose in 2015-16, and he was 918 mm-hmm. there. So again, Martin Jones' career, first 3-4 seasons, amazing. I'd say the first 5 seasons, he was great. Mm-hmm. Serviceable goaltender. Up till 2017-18, he still had a 915 on San Jose. And that San Jose squad, I remember, they were the squad that everyone thought, oh my God, finally, can they actually win a cup with this core? Like Joe Thornton, Patrick.
They went to the final that year.
Yeah.
They went to the final that year.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And everyone was hoping that they could do it. And Martin Jones was the crux of that team. He played 65 games in 15-16, 16-17, and 60 games in 17-18. So, butt ton of games for the San Jose Sharks. They never got over the hump. But ever since 2018-19, he's just lost it. Like 896, then 896, then 896. It's weird how it's just exactly 896 over the last years. But San Jose Sharks, honestly, they fell off a cliff as well once the age of their squad caught up to them. And then this season, he was traded to Philadelphia, where now it looks like he's having somewhat of a career resurgence with a 908 in 10 games played as the backup to Carter Hart, I think. Yeah.
So that's the one thing we need to keep in mind here, right? Is because he's a backup, those stats might be a little bit inflated considering he's not playing a whole lot. But I'm just looking at his game log right now. So December 11th, which was, I think it was yesterday, actually, was it? Yeah, yesterday he played. 906, the game before that, December 6th. 860, so that's not good. 833 against Tampa Bay December 5th, 882 November 28th, 956 November 24th, 886 November 20th, 867 November 13th. So just a lot of inconsistency there, really. Like, he either has really high, like, 900s or very low 800s. Sorry, very high 800s.
You're right.
So, like, I guess I'm skeptical. Now he's doing this on a very bad Philadelphia team, which is kind of impressive considering how bad they've been. Mm-hmm. But hey, I mean, credit to Martin Jones. It looks like he's having some sort of resurgence, and I hope he can keep it up, but probably not because the Flyers are ass.
Yeah, I think Flyers, how many times have they lost recently? Crap ton.
They are they're What's two the they're two right 7-1 their last 10. They're second last in their division. Only ahead of the Islanders, who are 7-11-5.
Wow.
The Devils have one more point than them.
Okay.
I think that's a team that people need to start talking about, because I genuinely think they might need to start. It might be rebuild time in the city for the city of brotherly love, because, like, I look at this team, I don't see a lot of bright spots right now.
Yeah, I don't either. And I remember in the bubble season, they actually entered the bubble playoffs, like, really, like, on an 8-game win streak or something like that, something crazy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And everyone thought, like, oh, wow, the Flyers are back. Like, this is the core, they're back, they're going to be good for the next few seasons. And they kind of fell off again the season after, and then now even more this season. So,
do you remember what the story was about the bubble Flyers?
What was it?
Carter Hart. Carter Hart.
Yeah.
This is his team. And then Carter Hart never got back to that. And this is a team that was relying on Carter Hart to basically solve their problems. And he stopped. Like, I think he's still young. I think he'll still be a good goalie if he can get the proper development. But this isn't a team right now that can support a goalie like that. Like, they have, like, I love Sean Couturier. He's probably one of my favorite players to watch in the NHL. I've always loved Claude Giroux, but they don't have any game changing players on this roster, and they don't have any immediate prospects that are going to help fix the problem.
Yep. Yep. And they're old now too.
Yep.
How old is Claude Giroux? I want to say 33 at least, 34.
Claude Giroux was the 05 draft. No, 06. Anyways, I don't know. Claude Giroux is 33 years old. He's a 1988. Okay, so he's 10 years older than me. Interesting.
Same.
He's nice. 33 years old.
Yeah, so their, I guess, core, quote-unquote, is getting older now. They have some good young pieces, again, in their system, but I agree with you. I think it's time to tear it down. for them. Yeah. Carter Hart right now, 17 games played. He's 17 games played, 6 wins, 8 losses, and 3 overtime losses for a 913 save percentage.
Okay, 913 is not awful, all things considered. Goals against, not bad. Yeah, like
23-year-old goalie, just as his third season in the NHL, really. And he's doing what he can to help the Flyers, but I think for the Flyers, it's time to hit the reset button, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I've always had like kind of like a love for the Flyers. I don't know why.
I've always loved Claude Giroux. Claude Giroux has always been one of my favorite players to watch. But like, I think the one, so here's the thing, right? The one way they're going to be able to tear it down is trade players for prospects and assets, whenever. That's great. I think that's a great way to do it. But like, I look at this team and there's some really bad contracts on this team. Like Kevin Hayes at $7 million for the next like 5 years. JVR is making $7 million for for next eternity. Like Justin Braun's not a super attractive trade piece. He's not getting much for that. Ryan Ellis is hurt. I don't think they would move him anyways, considering they just traded Nolan Patrick for him. Like Ivan Provorov's a nice piece, but I don't think they're moving him. Rasmus just a line in. Like it's just, I think the Flyers are in a really messy place right now, and I think if they can get someone in to kind of get rid of the bad contracts and start bringing in attractive pieces they can move for assets, they would be in a really good spot. But they're just not right now.
Yeah, JVR is making $7 million a season up till the end, just the end of next season. So he's got one more year.
So that's not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But yeah. Again. I knew it when JVR signed the contract. I was like, this guy's a really, really good goal scorer, super underrated in the league. And he can do like he's possibly the best in the league at tipping shots and just doing stuff right beside the goalie. So
there's a lot of players that are good like that, but JVR is very good at that. I will give you that.
JVR is very, very good. And I'm glad that he signed that 5 year contract, $7 million a season with Philadelphia. But again, I don't think he is as dynamic as they thought he would be. And the Flyers right now are on the downswing. So possibly time to hit the reset there.
I just think the players that he's been playing with were nowhere near as good as they were in Toronto. He was playing with Mitch Marner when he was with the Leafs last season. And when you're playing with players who aren't that good, your numbers are going to reflect that. So anyways, I still really like JVR. I wish he was a Leaf still, but he's not. So,
yep. Just one more thing I was going to add. I don't know if we talked about this last episode, but Mitch Marner out 3 weeks because Muzzin hit him awkwardly during practice. Did we talk about that? I don't know if we did.
No, we didn't.
So, yeah.
I refuse to comment.
No comment on that one. That just sucks.
It sucks. Like, I genuinely hope he's okay. I don't know, here's my thing. I just don't know what the injury is. And I think it's I'm assuming it's a sprain or something. When I saw the clip, it didn't look that bad, especially considering he stayed on the ice. Maybe he had a setback or something, but bottom line is I hope he's okay. Hope he comes back soon because I think the Leafs need him. It's a freak accident. I didn't really like the fact that he started yelling at Muzz on the ice, but I get it. As an athlete, I understand why he would, but I don't know. I think it's a very sensitive topic right now in Leafs Nation. So,
yeah. Okay. So let's move on to.
One more thing. I saw a lot of people freaking out yesterday about the fact that Mitch Marner was put on long-term injured reserve. Why are we freaking out? It doesn't change anything. Like the initial prognosis was he was going to be out 3 to 4 weeks. I think the LTIR periods, if you're going to be injured for like 20 days or something like that, he was going to be out for at least 3 to 4 weeks. That's like a month. Mm-hmm. You just want cap space, guys. Relax. Take a deep breath. You're okay. Relax.
Yeah, I think
that's it. Like, I just didn't get the hubbub about, oh my god, they put him on long term injury. What the hell did Muzz do? I mean, we know what Muzz did. He accidentally ran into him.
Yeah, it just happened. It's a freak thing, and no one intended for this to happen, but he'll be back.
Nope.
It's a long season. We're only in December right now. We have all the way up to April. He'll be back. Okay, goalie number 3. Okay. Sorry, is my audio cutting?
You're good.
Okay, I remember when I was editing the last episode, there was some popping noises here and there. I wasn't sure if that was because my mic was bad, but is it okay?
Yeah, you're fine.
Okay, fine. All right. Just wanted to say one last thing about Carter Hart. He's making $3.979 million until the end of 2023-24.
That's such a nice contract.
Yes, it is. Too bad the Flyers suck.
Yeah.
By the time they get good again, he'll probably need a pay raise. So,
good thing they have Rasmus Ristolainen.
I know, right?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, goalie number three.
Goalie number three. This guy has played since. This guy has played since 07-08.
Jesus. Okay. Cool.
And I don't even know if I should run through every single season.
Mike Smith.
Huh?
Mike Smith.
Incorrect. Two guesses left.
Damn it. Go ahead.
I'll quickly run through every single season save percentage. I'm going to skip the first two because they only played four games in the first one and one game in the second one. He was a backup for that team. But 931, 918, 929, 929, 930, 922, 915, 915, 917, 912, 929, 913. So a career save percentage total of 921. He has been spectacular. And he's only played on one team. One team the entire time.
Oh, damn it. Fuck. Damn, bro. I heard my answer was wrong. God damn it. He's been on one team the whole time. 07, 08. Damn.
I have a hint here, but I don't want to give
it. No. I've taken all the hints I need. I've taken all the hints. Okay. 07, 08. It's played for one team. It has to be. Is it Jonathan Quick?
Incorrect. Quick has had a few down seasons.
Yeah. But like, I'm going to 07, 08. Think. Markstrom's played for Vancouver and for Florida, so that's a no-go. Anaheim, John Gibson, he's drafted in 2010, so that's a no. Mike Smith, no. The Sharks, no. God damn, bro, who the hell? Okay, I'll hurry it up.
I don't think you're gonna get this one.
Chicago, no. Dallas, no. Winnipeg, no. Avalanche, Darcy Kemper, no. Predators, Rene retired, no. Man, it's going to be a backup. I just fucking know it. Oh, my God.
I can tell you right now that it is not a backup.
Oh, shit. All right, cool. Oh, my God. 07-08.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'm going to give you like 30 seconds more.
Okay. Oh, Carey Price.
Incorrect.
Oh, never mind. God damn it.
Okay, so there was a very low chance for that you were going to get this one because he's actually not playing this season so far yet.
Was it Ben? No, it wasn't Ben Bishop. It was Tuukka Rask. God yes. Damn it.
Yes, it is Tuukka Rask. So another interesting goalie. This guy. He's just been with Boston the entire time. 07-08 was a little misleading because 4 games and then one game the next season.
He's going to play with Cat a Hat at Fenway Park.
Yeah.
But accent, sorry.
The last, 12 seasons now? 13 seasons that he's been in the league, he's been absolutely phenomenal. Could have been a Leaf.
He was a Leaf.
he was a Leaf, but he could have been could have been a Leaf today.
Yeah.
But it is
a JFJ.
He's won a cup with the Bruins and almost another one in 2019 against St. Louis. But he is not playing this season. However, he has. I'm going to just pull up the report right now. December 10th, he is skating. And he actually was the emergency backup goalie in a practice on December 6th for the Bruins. So all signs point to Rask actually joining the team again sometime soon. He is old.
Oh, he will.
He's 35, I want to say. Tuukka.
34.
34 years old.
He turns 35 in March. Yeah.
Yeah. So a lot of the players from the Boston core from like 6, 7, 8 years ago now are have either left the team or are close to retiring or are just really old now. But Tuukka Rask has made it clear that he wants to come back this season and he wants to play for the Boston Bruins. Like he loves the Boston Bruins so much. And honestly, who wouldn't? Like, look at the team. They look like so much fun to play on. And every single season, they're competitive. With the exception of maybe this season, they are having a little bit of a down season. But
it happens.
But every single season since Tuukka Rask has been in the league, the Boston Bruins have been dynamite. And you hate to play against them. And so you would love to play on them. And I can see why Tuukka Rask would want to make a return only to the Boston Bruins and as soon as he possibly can this season. I'm saying new year, he makes a return sometime in January.
I don't disagree with that at all. I think he comes back. I think he signed a very team-friendly contract to stay with the team. But, like, yeah, I think this is trending towards the last run for the Boston Bruins. This is going to be the last couple of years where they're actually, like, genuinely competitive. And let me quickly tell you why. Patrice Bergeron is currently in the last year of his contract. He's 37 years old. I think there's a good chance that this might be Patrice Bergeron's last season. Do I hope so? No. And here, let me quickly explain to you why I think this is the last year. Patrice Bergeron is currently 37 years old, expiring contract on his UFA. I believe he has a wife. I think he has a family. Patrice Bergeron is someone who had put up with a lot of concussion issues at the beginning of his career. And I honestly see him as being someone who wants to end while he's still, like, healthy, if that makes sense. I don't think he wants to risk it. Like, he's already 37. He already has a cup ring. Multiple Selke trophies, one of the best two-way players in the game, and whoever play the game, Patrice Bergeron's been that good.
Yep.
I just think, given everything that the team's been through, like given everything that they've achieved, could I see him making a return into another year or another 2 years? Yeah, but could I also see him like deciding to hang him up while he's still like in good shape, like you know, had no injuries or anything like that? I could also see him doing that as well, just given that he seems like someone who actually is kind of smart in that regard. But I don't know. But regardless of whether or not Bergie retires, I will always support Bergie, despite crushing my heart and my hopes and dreams back in 2013.
I know, right?
Like 10 seconds in the third period. Yeah.
Tuukka Rask has made $7 million every single season since 13-14. His contract ended last season. I remember I saw the news when he signed in 13-14 and everyone's like, wow, that could be a lot of money for Tuukka Rask. But every single season since, he's proved everyone wrong. He was Boston Bruins goalie number one since he signed that contract. And up till now, I don't see why anyone could hate him. Although some people in Boston, they did start to hate him after he left during the bubble playoffs because his wife was pregnant at home, I think, right? And he's like, COVID's going on right now. I honestly don't want to play. I'd rather be at home. A lot of people in Boston did not handle that well.
I think a lot of the Boston media and Boston fans have never liked Tuukka Rask. I don't know why.
Stupid.
Pete Blackburn is a Twitter user, and I think he's someone who follows the Bruins. I've heard him on multiple podcasts like throughout the year saying, "Oh, like I don't know why people don't like Tuukka Rask. He's like he's been one of the best goalies in the league. He has been factually one of the best goalies in the NHL for the last like 2 or 3 years. That's like and even probably longer than that. It's not debatable. Like he's been that good.
Yep.
Now, granted, you can say maybe part of that is part of the system, but that doesn't matter. Like he's still good at what he does. So like again, anyways." Yeah, like I hope he comes back. Not really. As a Leafs fan, I take that back. Never mind. I hope he comes back and goes to like the Western Conference. I don't want to see him in the East this year at all.
Yeah, but for him though, it'd be nice for him to end off his career as a Boston Bruin. So I'm glad that he is going back to the team again. He Hall of Fame? Hall of Fame, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Probably. Yeah. Multiple. I think he has a Vezina trophy. He has a Stanley Cup. Oh, maybe not actually, because he got his ring as a backup to Tim Thomas.
He did.
Maybe not. I will hold. I'll say no right now. Yeah, I'll take it back. I'll say no.
We need to have a episode one day where we just go through potential Hall of Fame candidates right now. That'd be fun. Okay, so last goalie of this episode, I'll try to make this one quick. Get it? Because
nothing quick.
No, it's not.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, it does not count. This guy, he started his career back in 08-09 and has played every single season since. Mm-hmm. His save percentage through the seasons have been 893, 899, 909, 922, 917, 924, 916, 926, 911, 900, 916, 934, 920. So started off shaky and got better and better as the years went on. He is currently on his fourth team. Sorry, fifth team.
Okay. Sorry, that I think you said last one was like 920 or something like that. Is that this year or last year?
That is two seasons ago. 1920 season, this guy had a 920 save percentage. He did not play during 2020-2021 at all. And he has actually not touched the ice this season either.
Ben Bishop.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
so, okay. I think I kind of worded that wrongly at the beginning. I was like, he's still playing in the league, but he's not.
And he's under contract.
Did you hear the recent news around Ben Bishop?
Yeah, he's done. I had a feeling one of these was gonna be Ben Bishop. Oh my god, he was really good. Yeah,
I know, right?
Big Ben. So for those of you who don't know much about Ben Bishop, I'll quickly run you through his let's see if I can run through his career biography. He was a part of a Sens goalie tandem, which I think was really good. I think it was Ben Bishop. It was Craig Anderson.
Yep.
And there was someone else. I can't remember who the Senators had used to have like a lot of like really good goalie prospects at one point. Like they had a NCAA college guy named Logan O'Connor. He was a really highly touted prospect coming out of college. And they decided we're going to trade Ben Bishop because we needed to get some scoring. So they traded Ben Bishop for Corey Conacher, who was a Lightning player who a lot of people had as Rookie of the Year. Ben Bishop went on to go play in Tampa Bay and became like the true Big Ben, the really good Big Ben goalie as we knew him. Took the Lightning to a Stanley Cup in 2014-2015. Yeah, against the Lightning. He actually tore his groin, so the Lightning ended up losing that year. Lightning would not end up winning with Ben Bishop. And in his pending UFA year, they traded him to LA, yep. I believe, for not much. But I do think they got Eric Chernak in that deal. Worked out pretty well for Tampa Bay. You got traded to LA for the rest of the season, and that was the last year of Dean Lombardi. Dean Lombardi was trying to make a push for the playoffs, didn't make it or didn't do well. I can't remember which one it was, but basically the Kings didn't do well that year. Ben Bishop walked to UFA, signed with the Stars, and here he is now. He's with the Stars, and he is he's done. He's had knee surgery, and
literally just from yesterday, a report came out from Jim Nill saying it's no secret he has a degenerative knee injury, and he went down there. He wanted to be a big part of this. He wanted to do everything he could to get back. In the end, by playing through the process, going down there and playing, he found out that it's the end of his career. He wanted to get back to the level that he was at, but he took all year last year to get back to it, went back to training camp this year, and then now they finally decided it's probably best for him to just retire now and for him to be over with his game and to focus on his knee and everything. So he did the best that he could, but unfortunately it did not work out. Poor guy.
Yeah.
And Bishop.
Injuries really suck. I hope his knee is going to be okay. Degenerative knee problems are never good. Just ask Kawhi Leonard. He's not doing too hot here. Anyway. Hopefully he's okay. He had a hell of a career. Hopefully he can, hopefully he can have a nice life after hockey, despite having this knee issue. But there's not really much else about that I can say. It's just hopefully he's doing well because it's it for him, unfortunately.
Yep, I think currently. Well, not anymore, but Ben Bishop was the tallest goalie in the NHL, 6'7" and 210 pounds. Wow, that's it. I would expect someone 6'7" to be a lot more heavy, a lot heavier than that. Anyway, 6'7". I think now the record goes to Jakob Markstrom, who's 6'6".
Well, Big Ben is 6'7".
Yeah, so, Big Ben was 6'7". Yeah.
Actually, hold on.
One last thing about Ben Bishop from my end is, I think his last contract, he was making 4.9 every single season up till the end of next season. So end of 2022-23, he was making 4.916. But now he is done.
Yeah. But now he's done. True.
Yeah.
Just give me a second. I'm seeing who the tallest one is right now. No. Yeah, so we have a tie. Three players are tied at 6'6".
Oh, yeah.
Aiden Hill of the San Jose Sharks now. I mean, Devin Dubnyk, I believe, just signed with the Carolina Hurricanes on a PTO. And Markstrom of the Calgary Flames, who's having another very good season.
Very cool. Very cool. But yeah, sucks that his career ended the way it did. Injuries suck. But here we are today, wishing Ben Bishop the best in retirement and hoping that he has best of health going forward. Did he win a cup? Did Ben Bishop win a cup?
No, he didn't. Because they didn't win with the Lightning. Lightning won both with Vasilevsky and McElhinney, or Vasilevsky and whoever the backup was last year.
Yeah, yeah. He left Tampa Bay too early for their cup run, and he joined LA too late for their cup run.
That's too bad, because they, when he got to Tampa, went to game, I think game six against the Blackhawks, and he gave it everything he had, but it torn groin. He couldn't do anything. I genuinely think if he was healthy, the Lightning would have won the cup that year, but that's not how it works. And that was a hell of a, that Blackhawks team was a powerhouse, like a dynastic team, if that's even a word.
Dynastic. But,
dynastic. But yeah, I don't know. Like, it sucks, but it's part of sport. Hopefully he, like you said, hopefully he has good health in retirement. Hopefully he has a really good rest of his life. But yeah, I mean, we're not going to know for a while.
Yep. So that wraps up today. Simon Says, you were 2 for 4. I'm glad that you didn't get all of them, because it's always exciting when you can't get
stuff. Yeah, I know. I still love that Stanley Cup one. I listened to that back. I got hyped just listening to it. I was like, damn. Yeah,
you should listen to it during your exams, just to give you some confidence and be like, oh, look how smart I am.
I'm planning on listening to the Spider-Man soundtrack to get me hyped up for the
next. Oh yeah. Do you have tickets for next week?
No, I'm gonna figure it out. I'm gonna marathon them all, like the Tobey Maguire ones, the Andrew Garfield ones, and then Holland ones, back to back to back to back. There's only 7 of them, I think. 2, 3, 5. Yeah, 7 of them, so I could fully do it. But I just don't know where I can stream. Amazing Spider-Man 2, because for some reason it's not even on Netflix, and I don't know why they wouldn't just put it on there, because the first one's on there, and also it's not like a lot of people want to watch it. It's probably arguably the worst one of all 7. So
yeah, I'm really excited. Was 8 for, of them. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7.
Sorry, my bad. 7. Yeah, I thought there were 3 homecomings or 3 home related Spider-Man titles.
This will be the 8th. Yeah. So the one that's coming out. Oh, man, I'm excited for that.
Now, bro.
I have tickets for that one on Friday evening. Gonna see if with some buddies. It's gonna be so good.
Well, I'm going to Detroit next weekend, everyone.
What?
Yeah, I'm going to Detroit. I'm seeing some Detroit Red Wings hockey.
Oh.
Yeah, so that, anyways, Zach, if you're listening, I'm looking forward to the trip a lot. I'm going with my buddy Zach. We're going to see the Detroit Red Wings play the New Jersey Devils, and I'm going to get my Christmas ornament on Christmas ornament night.
Nice.
And we're also seeing the Detroit Lions take on Kyler Murray and the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday afternoon. So I'm looking forward to that trip a lot.
The Red Wings are an exciting team. So
they have so many good players. Oh my god. Like, I hate this, because they are putting themselves in a position to be just as competitive as they were before. Zadina, Mo Sider, Lucas Raymond, like Alex Nedeljkovic.
Yep.
They have young players at every freaking position.
Okay, I'm going to end this episode with a question of the day. And just answer yes or no, and we'll get into it next episode. So, question of the day. Are you in favor of Trevor Zegras and his Michigan-esque style almost goal?
Yes, I am. This is so stupid that, oh my God.
We'll get into it next episode.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, we'll put it there. Thanks for listening. Subscribe, notify, icon, thingy, click everything.
Yeah, link trees in our bio on our Instagram and Twitter page. If you don't follow them, go do it right now.
Yes.
Yeah, and then everything's there. So, see you then.
See ya.